On their first wedding anniversary, a young married couple went out to dinner, and the husband, with love and romance in his eyes, looked at his wife and said, "You know, if I had to do it all over again, you know who I would marry? I would marry you." And she said, "That's what you think." We don't always know what the other person thinks. And this little example is a damper. It puts a damper on the romance in the young man's eyes in the story. But it also gives us insight into two things that I would like to underline. Since the word of God is like a seed, every one of your words that you say to your spouse, to your child, to your mother, to your father, to friends, is like a seed. It has power. If you want to see a young child light up, give them a compliment. Call them by their name. You may be one of the few strangers that does that. And it inspires the young heart and mind to achieve, to realize how wonderful and gifted they are. Your words are like seeds, just like the word of God is like a seed that has power. There was one lawyer who said, "I never attack people, but I do attack ideas. And some ideas should be crushed, while other ideas should be given new life." So imagine all of us, like in today's gospel, are the sowers of the seed of God. We have received the word into our hearts, and by our words, when we repeat the word of God, or more importantly even, when we repeat the intention, the spirit of the Evangelia, the good news, we can inspire and plant a seed in someone's heart that will make them grow as a human being. Because no one on earth is better than any one of you. We have that common Father that reminds us of the great dignity that we were called to. And every time someone inspires you, say to yourself, "Here's a seed that the Lord is planting in my heart of confidence, of forgiveness, of inspiration that can produce great fruit." And the second simple idea is this. One of the linchpins in the spiritual, mystical life is humility. And humility is an often misunderstood virtue. The saints used to say humility keeps all the other virtues together, because humility is simply the ability to tell the truth about yourself and others, and it protects you from extremes. So if someone tells you you're the best person in the world, humility will say that's not true. And if someone says you're the worst person in the world, humility will protect you and say, that's not true. So today, two simple thoughts. Remember, the word of the Lord in sacred scripture is powerful and it's like a seed. But so are the ideas that you have received from the Lord, which are planted in your heart, that you plant by the words you give to other people. And whatever people say to you, it is what the Lord thinks about you and what the truth is that is most important. Because things are not true because people tell you. Things are true because they are so. Understand yourself, be nice to yourself, and receive the word of the Lord that you might be able to plant seeds in your family and in society that will produce good fruit. Slava Iisusu Hristu!